good all the way?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, where's your people at?
They're coming.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the good call. Here, they'll come.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I should say good evening. We have now been joined by our race-winning crew chief in today's cookout 400 here at Martinsville Speedway. We are joined by Chris Gale. Chris, congratulations on that win. We were just kind of chatting on the way in of how it's nice to get the win out of the way kind of early in the season, but especially for you and Denny, because you guys were paired together in the off season. obviously you knew each other well with the relationship at Joe Gibbs Racing, but just talk a little bit about that process of going from kind of the day you guys found out that this was going to be your team for this season, and then really just to this point where you were able to celebrate in victory lane at Martinsville.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that Denny necessarily knew sooner than I did. I probably knew before he did, and then we kind of, you know, JGR broke the news to him. We talked about it, but, you know, and it was probably a shock to him, obviously. I think he's probably talked to the media about that, where he didn't expect the changes, and, you know, Gabehart had been with him for a while, and they've been successful. But, you know, they were making some changes at JGR for the betterment of the whole, you know, and that's kind of how it played out. And, you know, I know Denny was probably apprehensive about, okay, well, I don't really want to start over at my age. I don't want a new team. I don't want to have to do that, right? And that's probably where some of the things made sense were for me to come in and fill in for Gabehart, basically, with very few changes to the team otherwise, which is a very unique situation. I think I've talked about this before. You don't have that very often. Normally a crew chief comes in and there's three or four mechanics or other people that are changed out, and that wasn't the case in this instance. And, you know, it's cool. It's very accepting of all those guys. I've known all the guys on the team, you know, in various forms, but never worked directly with more than about two of them on any specific team. So, you know, it was unique. And it's good that, you know, Denny gave me enough rope to where, hey, I don't care how it was done before. You can do it how you want to do it. I think you can do it. Everybody gave me the vote of confidence. And so it's great to kind of build that over these first few weeks. And we've run well. And obviously just to get the finish that we feel like we deserve today, kind of just puts the exclamation point on that and probably settles everyone down at this point, right?
All right. We'll now go to questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll work to get a mic to you, and we'll start with Jacob.
Jacob Thielman, Race Face Digital. Chris, two for you. First, you move over to Denny from Ty Gibbs. I know it's got to be really different dynamics. What's been the difference having a veteran like Denny versus your previous stop with having Ty being such a young driver?
Yeah, it's wildly different. You know, I'm before, right? And even if you go back before Ty Gibbs, right? I had Eric Jones, who was a rookie, right? And in both of those instances, I'm going through it with them for the first time, right? They've never seen anything before. I'm trying to be the guy who reminds them of every possible scenario that could happen, spending time looking at the data with them, trying to, you know, get them up to speed. And this is a unique situation, right? Denny's so experienced that all those things I don't necessarily have to worry about. They're old hat for him. We still talk about things, you know, that maybe he views differently or he's learned in his experience. So I think for me, it's more of a, I'm able to lean on him as much as he's able to ask questions and lean on me, and more of a mutual back and forth conversation about it. Now I'll say, you know, he'll tell you that he feels he does the best job just focusing on driving. He doesn't want to be the crew chief. He doesn't want to pick the setup. It's not what he thinks he needs to focus on. But he will give you a lot of good detail about what he needs out of a car and why, and how he's going to drive it a certain way that does help you set up the car a lot better.
And mentioning the setup and kind of what you guys brought here, he mentioned in his Victory Lane interview that you guys came with something that was wildly different than what he had had in recent years here. Without giving away any trade secrets, can you talk to maybe some of the things you guys looked at changing that worked out today?
Yeah, I think he's been good here, but not great, right? We obviously know he hasn't won since, what, 2015? I was aware of that stat. But he's run in the top five and led laps and been right there the next best group of cars from whoever the winner or the second place car might have been. And so we kind of had conversations about that and what his car wasn't doing that he needed to do, especially with the next gen car. And, you know, that's the good part about being paired with a rookie in a different team. You see lots of different things that maybe one team that's kind of been together so long kind of gets on this train of doing this certain thing. And we just felt like this was a place to where we could come in with some fresh ideas. take them to the simulator, play with them a lot and see what showed. And then, you know, to be honest with you, that work in the simulator correlated pretty well to how practice went. And then we were able to just tweak on it a little bit there. But I think, you know, you have the luxury of when you're not as good as you need to be at a place, but just okay, now I can swing a little harder at making some changes and find something different. Because if not, we're going to run the same way we did before, right? And why would we do that in the first Martinsville race when this is a great test session for the second Martinsville race, right? We need to bring something new.
All right, we'll go to Kelly. There.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Jacob asked one question. I want to shift to the team, the celebration. Every win is exciting and feels good, but it also seems like there's maybe like a sigh of relief or just like a weight off the shoulders for everybody.
Just, no, probably me more than anybody else, right? I'm the only one that's changed. They've won races previous to me, so like if anybody's going to have pressure on them, it was me. You know, I think that anytime you have change, right, there's that concern. They haven't shown it to me. The team hasn't. But I'm sure in the back of their minds, there's human nature is, right? Well, okay, well, are we going to win as much as we did before? We're doing some changes here, and how's this all going to work? And so it's great that I feel like we've worked well together, but for sure to get that first win out of the way and get it done early probably relieves them all, relieves myself included.
Can you expand a little bit on that, Chris, of just how it's felt coming into this team and being the new guy, like you were just talking about, of, you know, you're confident in yourself, you've won at the cup level, but now to do it with a guy that, as you were, you mentioned before, Joe Gibbs Racing said you were the guy, you're next guy up for Denny. Yep. What has these last couple months been like for just you mentally, of the pressure you put on yourself, I guess?
Yeah, you know, I've been paired with rookies. We've talked about this. I've won two cup races before this, but I've always felt like in the right situation, I'm very capable of winning a lot more races than that. And I haven't had the situation to show it. And I think for me, that's what this was for me. This was a all in. I need to go show what I can do here and win races and win more than one race with Denny Hamlin. And so for me, I think I put that pressure on myself to go do that right away. And so it definitely feels rewarding to get the first part of that done now. You know, that's about all I can say, really. That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to continue with questions. We have also been joined by our race-winning owner, Coach Gibbs. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the win today.
Hey, thank you so much. It meant a lot to us. Chris, thank you. That's awesome. Yeah, we got weather coming, and we took a helicopter over here, so I'm going to run. I know you don't want to talk to me anyway. You got Denny coming. Anything quick, or I'll go. Yeah.
You know, not only just about Denny, but about Ty, I want to ask him. He's gone through a lot and had a rough day and looked like he was going to get a top 10. How have you seen him?
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, maybe some questions about how hard he's been able to, what he's been going through and what he's having to learn through this stretch.
Yeah. Thank you so much for asking that. And there's no secret here. We've gone through a tough time. You know, to start the year and everything that's happened to us, there's not much going our way. And when that happens, I know what I'm studying through all of that, and that is who surrounds us, who's there with us, who's working their rear end off at the race shop to try and get us back. And those are the people that I just really, really appreciate. Anytime you go through a tough time for me, that is something I really want to look at. Who are the guys there? And we got some of those guys that are leading us out of this. So I appreciate it for Heather. For myself, this is really tough. And so it's a big deal for us. And so thank you for asking that question. So appreciate it. But we're gonna fight. Ty's dad, Coy, his statement was always, anytime we got in tough stuff about his kids, he goes, "I raised my kids tough." That's what he says. So hopefully we're gonna fight our way out of this. Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
All right, Jordan.
Can I ask you really quick, Joe? Real quick. I know you got to go. And then I'll let Chris, if you could answer this too. Yeah. Denny's at an age 44.
Yeah.
We've seen drivers at that age range all of a sudden, I don't say lose it, but they stop winning.
Yeah.
Was there ever any questions about, hey, did Denny hit that point where the wins aren't going to be there anymore?
That's a great question too. So a year and a half ago, we're at Watkins Glen. And as everybody knows, Denny struggled some with road racing for a while. And I went to him at Watkins Glen. I said, I just want to tell you something. Where you are in your life, okay, racing and your age, for you to set on three poles. He worked his rear end off. He's probably in the simulator more than anybody. And so I think that says a lot about him. And the one thing I've learned about athletes, you know, the ones that really have it and are special, you better be careful about anything early. Let them go. And so we're going to ride Denny for as long as we can here. Thanks.
All right, Coach, one last question, and I'll let you go. Yeah. First win for Progressive. How much does that mean for you guys to bring them on and then have the chance to win as quickly as you as
you
guys did?
Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah. I was gonna
I know you don't want to leave without mentioning it.
I was going to get fired. That is, for Progressive, that is, everybody in here knows what a big deal that is to have a really great sponsor that steps up and took a lot of races with us, and to have them up front. Okay, I called them on the phone. They were freaking out. Isn't that great that we have a sport where people, a company like that, they're going nuts. They thought this was fantastic. So I just appreciate them so much. Thank you for bringing that up. And hopefully we got some more in there for them. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. You go ahead and get home. All right, we're going to continue with questions. We'll go to Dustin and then Jordan. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, Chris, could you guys answer my question about Denny? I mean, not to call him old, but, you know, that age and the drivers just stopped winning. You're kind of in that ballpark.
Yeah, you know, the only thing I can tell you is I've watched now for whatever we are, 7 weeks in, 6 weeks in, and some of the off season. I've been surprised at how hard he does work. Like Coach is talking about, like we were texting last night late. He was watching 2022 SMT data from here. And I think that's what he'll tell you is, like, as he's gotten older, he's had to almost ramp up the amount of work he's done, where he may have gotten by with it earlier without doing that. And I think that he still has a drive and determination to win. I mean, I think it's probably no secret. You've seen the wins. He wants to get beyond 60 wins, and there are still goals left for him at this age. And I think that, you know, it's one thing to say that you want to get there and talk about it, but, you know, I'm starting to see the amount of effort he puts in. You know, in the simulator, he's with us in the simulator at least 6 to 7 hours a week. He doesn't probably have to, and some of the other guys don't, but he does it to help the team and be a part of the team and to kind of help grow the process completely. So I think that just speaks to where his head's at this age.
Thank you. All right, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. A couple questions. As you referenced the 10-year winning here, you were what, a race engineer in the Xfinity series? What were you doing in 2015? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, no. I was a crew chief on the Xfinity series with, it was a 54 team at that point. So that was like my third year of crew chiefing, yeah.
Okay. I didn't mean to
demote you. No, it's fine.
Hey, I'm also just curious how you feel like this season has started off. I mean, I think if you look at results, it's all like starts and spurts and ups and downs. Is it coming on smoothly? I know you want to peak later in the year, but how you feel like you guys have gone? Because I know there's a lot of excitement today, but I'm guessing there's still a lot of work to do in the next few weeks.
For sure. I think that, you know, we looked at it right, and we thought we had a shot to win the 500. We were in position and gotten a wreck there, so we felt like that went well. We felt like even before that, right, the clash, we didn't get the result we wanted, but we ran really well, right? We led some laps there, finished third, so it was a good start. You know, probably where we've struggled a little bit is COTA, is the road course. You know, Coach alluded to, you know, that's one place for Denny that he does struggle a little bit at. You know, and then we obviously had a chance at Phoenix, right? And we were better than we had been previously. That was one, probably not much different than Martinsville, where you penciled in, you're like, we're not good enough here. They weren't good enough there last year. We need to improve that this year. So we were able to do that. And then if you look at this was the other big one, right? We're able to do that. We had a strong run at Homestead. We didn't, you know, we won a stage, led some laps, but didn't get quite the finish we thought we deserved. But I feel like we're trending in the right direction. We're consistently getting better. We're starting to unload with the balance closer to where he wants it. The process that we're using is becoming a little more consistent, and we're starting to see results from that. So I feel pretty good. And then you've looked at the next few racetracks, right? Darlington and Bristol, very strong ones for Denny. So we feel like we got a good shot at those two as well.
All right, go ahead.
Scotty Sprinkle, Race Face Digital. I know you're with a different driver than you were last fall, but was there anything with the tires that caught you off guard or stood out as far as data or how they felt, or was it all kind of par for the course of what you expected?
No, I think it was what we expected mostly. I think there were some question marks about, you know, like we stayed out that one time on 33 lap tires and it was 50 to go or so in the stage and like, okay, exactly what was the crossover points? Could 80 laps on tires, could that be okay? Was 50 and, you know, was the nine going to get us just before the end of the stage or after? And I think that was the one question that like, okay, exactly how much do they fall off and when is that crossover point for staying out on old tires? And because we had seen stage one kind of play out, it kind of gave us a little more confidence to do that with a few more laps to go in that stage. But otherwise, as expected, lots of wear, lots of rear tire wear mostly. I think you were able to see the last bit of that run, Denny take care of tires, right? Keep Bell right there behind him. And then as the tires wore, you know, his ability to save tires paid off.
All right. I think we had a question in the middle. Okay.
Samuel Stubbs, Field Level Media. Chris, I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, but we do come back here in 7 months for the penultimate race of the season, one of the biggest races of the season. In the last few years, Denny hasn't made the Final Four, the Championship Four, since 2021. He hasn't yet made it with the next-gen car, and these Martinsville races, he's been close, but he hasn't quite closed it out. So, again, not trying to look too far for it because we got, 27, 28 races before that. But when you look here for the fall, if Denny is in the round of eight and if he has a chance to make the championship four with a win or a great run here, how much confidence does this win give you knowing that the last few years he's been close, not quite able to close it out? You close it out here. What does that do for you from a confidence perspective and just having all these notes from a winning race car for that race in October?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I alluded a little bit earlier to, like, this was the race where we feel like we could come with a different setup and we need to be better, right? So I think there was emphasis put on that, knowing, okay, this is going to be the transfer race. You know, the goal is clear, right? We need to get to that Final Four and contend for the championship. That's what's expected with this 11 team and with Denny. So, you know, that kind of put the pressure on us to kind of find something different early. And you know, it does add a lot of confidence that we were able to do that, even when, you know, maybe some things change by the end of the year. Maybe it's not quite as warm as it was today. There's still something from the notebook, and we kind of have an idea of a direction to go in that's going to be better for us with the next gen car. So that definitely helps a lot.
All right, go ahead.
Steven Stump from Churchill.com. Chris, apologize if this asked before, but with three or four to go on the Jumbotron, they showed the 11 pit box, and there was like a bunch of shaking feet. Just how tedious, how nerve-wracking were those final laps on top of the box? You know, just hoping it would stay green and get to the white flag, considering, you know, how dominant Denny was, how great of a long-run car he had, and just how the last couple of races have ended here.
Yeah, I was laughing. I was joking on the intercom with the engineer next to me who was shaking his feet, and then the people behind us, I'm like, we need a mass damper on here. Like, someone's going to get rocked off the box. There were definitely some nerves there. You know, for me, I've been in these situations before, maybe not one in a while since 2019 on the Cup side, but, like, you just don't count anything until you take that white and know that it's done and you made it back around. So I don't – it was nerve-wracking. You were worried about a caution coming out, and then what happened with a caution? You know, were you going to get a split field and were people going to come have tires and was it going to turn into a wreck fest late and take that, you know, what you would think has been the dominant car all day and that win away from you? But, you know, that's just part of it, right? I guess that's why we sit up there and do it, for that excitement, you know, for being able to kind of live through that. So it was great.
All right. Believe that's all the questions. Congratulations again. Thank you.